An MIT Technology Review article discusses big tech attitudes to the AI bubble bursting. The main AI company leaders seem to agree that there is a bubble. Consultants at Bain have estimated that AI companies will need to make $2 trillion in annual revenue to match the current wave of spending into AI infrastructure, which is more than the combined annual revenue of Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, and Nvidia. By spending on infrastructure, tech companies might be positioning themselves for arrival at the other side of the bubble bursting. When the dot-com bubble burst, Amazon survived, whereas competitors like BUY.com did not, principally because Amazon had a computing infrastructure that it could continue to exploit. There has been vociferous reaction to Donald Trump's executive order that seeks to prevent U.S. states from implementing their own AI regulation. Organizations have questioned the legality of the order and accused the Trump administration of not providing an alternative and comprehensive federal framework for regulating AI in place of state laws. Meanwhile, the latest AI safety index from the Future of Life Institute shows that Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google DeepMind are performing better than competitors on safety initiatives. All companies are performing badly on measures for existential safety as they continue to research artificial general intelligence. Another MIT Technology Review article looks at the impact that AI is having on the search for new materials and explains that the benefits of AI might have been exaggerated until now. There is a great need for new materials to address the world's challenges, including more powerful batteries and compounds that cheaply ingest carbon dioxide from the air. Despite research efforts by Google DeepMind, Meta, and Microsoft on AI for materials, a core problem is that many types of materials, notably crystals, cannot have their behavior understood purely by calculating atomic structures, but they have to be built to see how they behave in reality. A report by McKinsey on agentic AI stresses the importance of designing workflows only after identifying the pain points of humans in existing workflows that agents can solve. One project leader suggests that onboarding agents is more like hiring a new employee than deploying software. A VentureBeat article claims the key factor limiting agentic coding is not the power of the AI model, but having access to a sufficiently large corporate codebase to make coherent software development. Meanwhile, 92% of European IT leaders see open-source software as vital for sovereignty. Competitive advantage is moving from owning AI models to controlling training pipelines and energy supply as compute scarcity becomes linked to grid access. OpenAI has released GPT 5.2, which it claims offers significant gains over GPT 5.1. However, one expert says that one cannot judge performance when there is little transparency about the training data, and where the company that creates the model also creates the benchmarks. An InfoWorld article warns that moves by cloud providers to incorporate GPUs and AI infrastructure are creating a hidden risk of AI cloud lock-in for companies. Finally, LinkedIn is being criticized for its content suggestion algorithm. Some question whether the algorithm has an innately white, male, Western-centric viewpoint. A movement labeled hashtag WearThePants emerged where women change their status from female to male to investigate bias against women. One woman claimed that her impressions jumped 238% within a day.